Hi, this is Dan Sheridan connecting you with the past. It was on this day, June 6, 1944, D-Day, what was probably the largest coordinated landing on enemy shores begins. Let's talk about it. In January 1944, General Eisenhower was put in charge of the forces in England. His task was to make preparations to invade Europe across the English Channel. His orders were as follows. You will enter the continent of Europe and, in conjunction with other United Nations, undertake operations aimed at the heart of Germany and the destruction of her armed forces. Well, the exact date of the invasion was a last-minute decision because the weather was terrible that first week of June. Waves in the channel were really high. German generals actually left to conduct map exercises, a kind of war games, because they were so confident the Americans wouldn't and couldn't attack in such conditions. But then there was a small window of opportunity, so Ike made his decision. Operation Overlord was a go. Four airborne divisions were to be sent behind enemy lines hours before the ground invasion of Normandy. These were the U.S. 82nd, All-American, the U.S. 101st, Screaming Eagles, the British 6th, and the British 1st. Their combined goals were to secure the eastern and western flanks of the beachheads from German flank attacks, thus paving the way for the invasion forces. The mission got underway on June 5th. British gliders and U.S. C-47s took off and dropped the paratroopers behind enemy lines. The drops took place after midnight on this day, June 6th, 1944. And the drops were messy. Paratroopers missed their targets and were scattered all over the place. The main invasion force was to land by dawn, but most of the airborne's objectives weren't met yet. Well, there was an upside to the failed drops, however. The Germans were confused. Since the Allied soldiers were scattered all over the place, the Germans had no idea where the Allies were concentrated or what their plan was. To add to the German confusion, the French resistance cut telephone lines, which made it even more difficult for German HQ to figure out what was happening. They didn't know if it was an invasion or a diversion. Plus, the best German commanders were away playing war games. Then, that morning, on this day, June 6th, 1944, what was probably the largest coordinated landing on enemy shores began. The massive force included around 5,000 ships, and the landing crafts carried over 175,000 men ashore. You know, there's a scene in the World War II movie, The Longest Day, where a commander tells a subordinate the significance of what was happening. As they were sailing across the channel, the commander says with wonder, "Every dot, that is every dot on the radar, represents a ship. You got battle wagons, cruisers, destroyers, minesweepers. You got assault craft of every size and every type. Biggest amount the world has ever known. Here, you remember it. Remember every bit of it. 'Cause we are on the eve of a day people are going to talk about long after we are dead and gone." Many men were lost on D-Day. According to one tally, on June 6, 1944, 2,499 Americans were killed and 1,914 from the other Allied nations. That's a total of 4,413 dead on a single day. The D-Day landing set the stage for ultimate victory in Europe. It was on this day, June 6, 1944, Operation Overlord commenced. This is Dan Sheridan. You've been connected with the past. The present and future are now yours. So make a difference wherever you're at and in everything you do today. And remember, be good to each other because we're in this together.